Hey, greetings, this is Brother James, don'tperish.com, John 4:24 radio. Hey, bringing you a teaching audio. Hope you can hear me. We're camped out at a truck stop tonight. I'm walking through the truck park area. Gets a little loud at times. Want to bring you a teaching today. Lying signs and wonders. False miracles in the last days. You know, we went to a NAR fleshly New Apostolic Reformation fleshly music conference concert. They were claiming all kinds of signs and wonders and manifestations. And a man came up to me when I was preaching there. I was street preaching in it, right amongst them. And he said, "I had a miracle here. My back was healed. Doesn't that mean this is all true?" They had a false gospel, worldly, carnal, compromised, pagan. He said, "I got my back healed. Doesn't that mean it's all true?" No, that actually doesn't mean it at all. Saints, we test. How do we test? We test by doctrine and by fruit, not by lying signs and wonders. Remember that. One of the things I want to mention to you today is all the rage. I see it all over. Is all of these false, charismatic, Pentecostal, New Apostolic Reformation types using music concerts, and they work people up into an emotional frenzy and flesh and running to the altar and jumping up and down and claiming all these healings. We don't see that at all in the New Testament, using emotionalism and instrumental music for healing. So we're to model what the New Testament did and what the Holy Spirit did then, not all of these man-made ways, right? So we have to test against that, lest we be deceived. The New Testament men, the apostles and prophets, or the apostles and disciples, they had power and were able to act accordingly, casting out demons, healing. Today, what do we see? We see these false teachers constantly saying repetitive prayers, "Come out, devil, come out, devil, come out, devil, come out, devil. You're going to be healed, you're going to be healed, you're going to be healed." Doing repetitive prayers that Jesus said not to do. Like, they have no power at all, but they have to, like, chant this power up, make it, build it up, put, turn the music up louder, get more lights and smoke machines. You see what I'm saying? The apostles had true power after the Holy Spirit came in Acts to do the signs and wonders. These men are false teachers today. So beware. So I want to be clear in this teaching. We do believe God can do miracles yet today, but we question the false, heretical, charismatic, NAR, false teachers and their many claimed healings that really are just deceiving people in these last days. Those miracles in Acts were for a time and a season. We'll talk about that a little bit. Hebrews 2:3-4. How shall we escape if we neglect such great a salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord, and was confirmed unto us by them that heard him? God also bearing them witness, both signs and wonders, and with divers miracles and gifts of the Holy Ghost according to his own will. God clearly used signs and wonders in the beginning of the body of Christ to jumpstart it, to get it going. It later faded. It wasn't happening after the book of Acts. Romans 15:19. Though mighty signs and wonders by the power of the Spirit of God, so that from Jerusalem and around about unto Illyricum, I have fully preached the gospel. Signs and wonders, right? 2 Corinthians 12:12. Truly the signs of an apostle were wrought among you with all patience in signs and wonders and mighty deeds. Yeah, that's who the true men of God, they were given signs, wonders, mighty deeds. Jesus did signs, wonders, mighty deeds. It was for a time, it was for a season. We see it's not like that anymore. Paul told Timothy, take some wine for his stomach's sake. James said, lay your hands on them and pray. Paul had some infirmities that could not, would not be removed. Those signs and wonders were for a short time. But getting back to the topic, lying, signs, and wonders in the last days. Ever wonder how all these false, corrupt, money-grubbing, charismatic, NAR, Word of Faith, faith healers, how they're doing these so-called healings? Can they really be real miracles? A lot of it's probably fake and hype, but can there be real miracles? Well, let's get into this. We know Satan can do miracles and signs. Revelation 13:13. And he doeth great wonders, so that he maketh fire come down from the heaven on earth in the sight of men. Yeah, Satan can do powerful things. Look what he did to Job when God allowed him to. Now, fire from heaven, let's talk about this real quick. All these charismatic types are talking about, fire of heaven come down, fire of heaven come down. You know what? You don't want the fire of God to come down. It's going to be a fire of judgment. They're calling it fire of the Holy Spirit. I have articles on that. The Holy Spirit doesn't come down in fire like they're talking about. He's going to come in fire and judgment, but the Holy Spirit comes in calm, peaceful, cheerfulness. Joy of the Holy Spirit is calm, cheerfulness, not fire, not burning, not rushing around, not jumping around, not yelling, not screaming, not acting like an animal, all these crazy things going on. So Satan has the power to bring fire down. These false teachers are talking about fire today. Yeah, they're going to get burned, that's for sure, if they're not careful. Satan deceived way in the past as well. Exodus 7:11. And then Pharaoh also called the wise men and the sorcerers, and now the magicians of Egypt, and they also did in like manner with their enchantments. Yeah, magic, magic arts. We see it's true in the Bible. Exodus 8:7. And the magicians did so with their enchantments and brought up frogs upon the land of Egypt. They had power. There's power in the occult. There's power in darkness. I'm telling you, Satan and his minions has entered the so-called Christian world through this slain in the spirit, Holy Ghost laughter, unbiblical tongues, false healing, signs and wonders. Yeah, Satan has infiltrated and is deceiving people. We see it in the New Testament word too, Acts 8:9-11. But there was a certain man called Simon, which before time in the same city used sorcery and bewitched the people of Samaria, giving out that himself was a great one, to whom they all gave heed from all the least to the greatest, saying, this man is a great power of God, and to him they had regard because of the long time he had bewitched them with sorceries. Yeah, power, not coming from God. God allows it. That's what's going on. How about 2 Corinthians 11:13-15? For such are apostles... For such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ. And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Therefore, it is no great thing if his ministers also be transformed as the ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their works. See that? They look like they're ministers of righteousness. They look like they're of God. They look like they might be doing some things from God, but test it to the Word of God. Test their doctrine, test their gospel. We'll talk about some things we can look at a little bit later. Jesus also warns us about false signs and wonders, lying signs and wonders in the last days. Matthew 7:22-23. Many will say to him in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? Have we not cast out devils in thy name? Have we done wonderful works? And then I will profess unto you, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. So if you have people that are claiming signs and wonders from God, but they live sinful lives full of iniquity, that's not of God. God's people don't live in sin. That would be workers of Satan that live in their sin. How about Matthew 24:23-26? Then if any man shall say to you, lo, here is Christ, or there, believe it not, for there shall arise false Christ and false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch that if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. Behold, I've told you before, wherefore, if they shall say to you, behold, he's in the desert, go not forth. Behold, he's in the secret chambers, believe it not. Yeah, that's another sign. You know, people are telling me they see Jesus appearing to them. He's appearing in their building, the Shekinah glory. He's coming in their, appearing in their closet. I've got men telling me they met Jesus in their car. Jesus is saying, if they're telling you I'm here, don't believe them. False signs and wonders. We see that all over man-made religion today. And then we've got the tribulation when that comes. More false signs and wonders. Revelation 16:14. For they are the spirits of devils, working miracles, which go forth into the kings of the earth and of the whole world to gather them to the battle of the great day of God Almighty. Revelation 19:20. And the beast was taken, and with him the false prophet that wrought miracles before him, with which he deceived them that had received the mark of the beast, and them that worshipped his image. These both were cast alive in the lake of fire, burning with brimstone. Yeah, evil powers doing miracle signs and wonders, right? The Antichrist, he's going to use false, lying signs and wonders to deceive for a season. 2 Thessalonians 2:8-12. And then shall the wicked be revealed, for whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming. Even him whose coming is after the working of Satan, he's talking about the Antichrist, with all power and signs and lying wonders, with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they receive not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. And for this cause God shall send them strong delusion, that they should believe a lie, and that they might be damned who believe not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. Hey, there's going to be some powerful false signs, lying wonders in the future. Saints, we're going to be here through the tribulation. There's no pre-trib rapture. If you're alive then, you're going to have to go through it. How can we be protected? Hey, did you catch that at the end of that verse? Who believed not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. How are we protected? Well, Ephesians 5:9 says the fruit of the Holy Spirit. Well, the fruit of the Holy Spirit, according to Ephesians 5:9, is goodness, righteousness, and truth. So if you're walking in righteousness and truth, you won't be swept up in unrighteousness and lies. Isn't that beautiful? What a promise from the Father. So people are deceived when they follow these false apostles looking for signs and wonders, promising great miracles. And people ignore sound doctrine, they ignore a biblical gospel, they ignore holiness, they ignore coming out of the world, they ignore that these people are making merchandise of them, just taking their money, selling things. These men are workers of Satan, passing off a false Jesus and false spirits. Galatians 1 talks about a false gospel. 2 Corinthians 11:4 talks about false Jesus, false spirit, and a false gospel. Must be very, very careful. Again, rowdy, fleshly music, bringing down the presence of God, that's a lie. I have articles on that. Slain in the spirit, that's Kundalini Hinduism. It's demonic. People falling over in the power of God. I've got articles on that. Jumping around, unbiblical tongues, uncontrolled laughter, all these other false signs, lying wonders. Don't be swept up in this satanic way in these last days. Prepare your hearts, prepare your mind, study the scriptures to be approved. Again, like I said before, by the end of Paul's day, healing power was not as it once was in the book of Acts. Timothy took wine, James says lay hands. We saw that the power faded. It was for a time, it was for a season. Now the Spirit has come. The word was finished for us. Those men had true signs and wonders, not these lying signs and wonders of false men that have false doctrine, false Jesus, worldly lives, carnality, make merchandise of you. See the facts here? True men of God did true miracles. Today, false men of God are doing false miracles. Beware, saints. Last thought. Have your doctrine and your heart right before God, and you won't be deceived. See, if your doctrine is right and you've studied to be approved and you've let the Spirit teach you, John 14, you won't even be watching, associating, or anywhere near false teachers, will you? They won't affect you. But the people that are led astray and made merchandise of, oh, they're going to sweep them away. We see that today, and we saw it way back in Jesus' day. You know, people wanted miracles more than they wanted him. And it's like that today. People want signs and wonders, not just to follow Christ in holiness and obedience. Matthew 6:1. The Pharisees also with the Sadducees came, tempting, desiring him that he should show them a sign from heaven. Yeah, they wanted signs and wonders, right? They were wicked workers. John 4:48. And then Jesus said to them, except you see signs and wonders, you will not believe. Yeah, that's like the people today. They got to have all these false lying signs and wonders and so-called Holy Ghost power. And they're not going to, or they're not going to believe and follow after Christ. It's deceived, itchy-eared people. John 2:6, and a great multitude followed him because they saw his miracles, which he did on them that were diseased. Yeah, they were following him around for the signs and for the wonders, just like it is today. Matthew 12:38, 39, then certain of the scribes and of the Pharisees answered, saying, Master, would we see a sign from thee? But he answers and said unto them, an evil and adulterous generation seeketh after a sign, and there will be no sign given to you but the sign of the prophet Jonah, talking about his resurrection to come. What wicked people didn't want to believe in the Lord. They wanted signs and wonders. That's exactly what people are being fed today, lying signs and wonders, false miracles, emotionalism, hype, demonic spirits, counterfeiting the Holy Spirit of God. You know, people are thrill seekers. They always have been. They're always looking for fleshly ways. They want miracles. How about King Herod? Luke 23:8. And when Herod saw Jesus, he was exceedingly glad, for he was desirous to see him of a long season, because he had heard of the many things, and he hoped to have seen a miracle done by him. King Herod wanted to see a miracle, right? That's his, in his flesh, wanted to see a miracle from Jesus. You know, even the people in that day wanted to see miracles more than they wanted Jesus, as I talked about. And they ended up rejecting Christ. They had wicked, wicked hearts of unbelief, swept away by their flesh and lust for food. How about John 6:26? Jesus answered them and said, verily, verily, I say unto you, you seek me not because you saw miracles, but because you did eat of the loaves and were filled. So these people, they weren't so interested in, I guess, the signs and the wonders, but Jesus did do a miracle and he fed their bellies. So they were fleshly people, not thinking of who Christ was, but how they could please themselves. Yeah, that's a lot like it is today. You know, we see it when we go to these false NAR music concerts and we preach the gospel there and call people to repentance and holiness. Oh, they want the signs, they want the wonders, they want the jumping up and down, the screaming, the crying, the laughing, the running around, the emotional music, smokes and light machines, counting down to the Holy Spirit drop, 1, 2, 3, then they all run and dive at the altar. Foolishness. But you know what? When they're done and they come out of there, they don't want the Word of God. They don't love the people of God. They don't want holiness and obedience. They don't want to come out of the culture and pagan holidays and pride and vanity and feminization. No, all they want is another fix of lying signs and false wonders. Don't be deceived, saints. This is part of the last days, and it's only going to get worse. Some encouragement for you as we close, all right? Some encouragement for you. John 20:29-31. Jesus said unto him, Thomas, because thou hast seen me, thou hast believed. Blessed are they that have not seen and yet have believed. Hey, that's us. We have not witnessed Jesus or any miracles in person. We didn't see any signs he did. Still, we believe. And the Bible says, because of that, we are blessed. Isn't that joyous, saints? Takes faith to believe in what is unseen. Then it says this, verse 30, and many other signs truly did Jesus in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book, but these are written that ye might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing ye might have life through his name. There's why those miracles took place. It was proof of who Jesus was. It was proof of who the apostles were. It was proof of the power of God. It was proof the kingdom of God had come. It is proof that the Holy Spirit came. Today we don't need that proof like that anymore. We have history of it. We have the Word of God. We don't need to be seeking signs and wonders. They were for a time and a season. But now that all has passed. So today we see all these false heretical men, snake oil salesmen I call them, selling things, making money, making merchandise of people, doing lying signs and wonders. Their doctrines are of demons, workers of Satan, foolishness, craziness, manifestations of all kinds of things that are ungodly and profane. It's all part of the last day's deception. Saints, we need to hold fast to the word. We need to hold fast to sound doctrine. Test men's fruit, their gospel, the manner of their life, their home. Have they come out of the world? Have they come out of man-made religion? To see if they are of God or are they wolves in sheep clothing. So how do you test them out? A couple quick points for you. Are these men doing the signs and wonders? Are they wholly obedient in their life and in their home? Matching up to God's word. Do they have a biblical gospel or heresy and easy believism? Do they teach sound doctrine and the New Testament model or corrupt denomination, word of faith, charismatic ways, whatever? Are they linking emotional, fleshly, instrumental music to hyping you up into these signs and wonders and miracles with smoke and lights? That didn't happen in the New Testament body. Are they popular with many around them, or are they hated for the narrow road gospel they preach? You know, Luke tells us whatever is highly esteemed among men is an abomination to God. These false teachers are very famous, like Billy Graham was, even though he wasn't a signs and wonders guy. Kenneth Copeland, Joyce Meyer, famous and loved false teachers nonetheless. Are these miracles hyped up more than preaching the truth, the biblical gospel, calling people to repentance and out of the world? Hey, are they doing it for money? Are they taking donations? Do they sell t-shirts, hats, record labels? Jesus made a whip for that in John 2. I remind all these men. These truths will help you see clear. Do not be deceived, brethren. There will be many lying signs and false wonders in these last days. And there's going to be a lot in the tribulation, and God's going to be doing them himself. Also, Satan will be doing some to deceive. Do not be led astray by these false teachers, these heretical men that look to deceive you, make merchandise of you, that walk in the doctrines of demons in their false signs and lying wonders. Hold fast to the word of God. Hold fast to the gospel. Jesus shed blood, death, burial, and resurrection. Repentance, come out of the world, come out of your false religion, come out of these lying signs and wonders. Be born again by the Spirit of God. Strive in holiness and obedience. Your life should match the New Testament model, not today's churchianity and false corrupt ways. And be ready to endure in the faith. That's the gospel you should be living by. And I promise you, these men are not living by that gospel. They're living by their own doctrines, their own false ways, their own fleshly emotionalism, looking to please people so they can be popular and make money. They're man pleasers. They are not pleasing God. So watch out for all these lying signs and wonders. Just because somebody got healed does not mean it's of God. Just because some man says he's doing miracles does not mean he's from God. Test, saints, to the word of God, and you'll find out who really is of God and who's a worker of Satan in these last days doing lying signs and wonders. Hey, we love you all. Got to get down the gospel road. Go to don'tperish.com. Go to the teaching blog. Go to the sisters blog. Pouring out every day. Let us know how we can help you in the faith. Let us know how we can help you test for truth. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Do not be led astray by the lies and the false wonders that are coming. Hey, till next time, we love you all. May God be praised.